Father, we bless you and we praise you and we thank you, Jesus, for the resurrection, that your name is faithful and true, that your name is Emmanuel, that God is with us, that your word says, Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And Lord, we thank you that that is your word. And Lord, that you will not lie, and your name is faithful and true. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would come. We thank you for Bevan. We thank you for his family. We thank you for his ministry. Lord, we thank you for all of the men and women throughout the world that have left their home to go and spread the gospel to places that, Lord, is not their home. All the missionaries, Lord, that you've called and that you are calling. Lord, we just thank you for them today. And Lord, we pray that you would impart just a portion, because if we got it all, Lord, I know we would die, but a portion of your heart for the lost, your heart for the nations. Lord, I thank you that you left glory to become a human being. You love us so much. And Lord, I pray that you would impart your heart to us today. Holy Spirit, come as your word is it's read, as it is sung, as it is declared. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's prepare our hearts to worship with the prelude. Wonderful words of life. Please stand for our call to worship. It's a responsive reading. It's taken from Psalm 96, verses 1 through 10.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless his name, tell of his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the people.
For great is the Lord, and great above all gods.
For all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts.
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth.
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Amen. We have a story to tell to the nations. Amen. You may be seated. Father, we praise you and we bless you. We thank you, Father, for Bevan and his ministry. Lord, we thank you for his family. And Lord, we pray right now for Veronica, his daughter, who's suffering from knee pain and recent meniscus surgery. And we just say to that knee, in Jesus' name, all pain to go. Lord, we speak peace on Veronica from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, that all trauma would go, all intimidation would go, all fear of the future and what's wrong would go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray full mobility to be restored to that knee. And Lord, we just bless Veronica right now with peace, the shalom of God. Thank you, God. Just come right now. Speak comfort over Veronica in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your mercy to John and Abby's family, John and Colby and Eden. And Lord, in the midst of great tragedy and the loss of Colby's aunt, Lord, just your mercy and your hand. And Lord, we pray for that funeral that's going to be today. Lord, your peace, your comfort. We pray for Abby and Adam as they're with Eden, God, that you would bless them, that you would shine through them. We pray peace upon Eden in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just ask your mercy in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the healing upon Judy. And Lord, we pray just continued restoration for her from that hip replacement. Lord, just bless her. We pray, Lord, for Bonnie and Jerry Williams. Lord, we thank you for Jerry's birthday that was celebrated, I think it was yesterday. And Lord, we just bless them, pray peace, Lord, upon them. We thank you, Father, for the travel studs, 45 years anniversary today. And Lord, we bless Mike and Dixie. In Jesus' name, we bless them. And Lord, every prayer request that we come in here with, every prayer request that's on our prayer list, we thank you that you are a God who sees, that you are a God who hears. Lord, you know how many hairs are on our head. And Lord, you know every detail of our life. And you are a Father that loves us, and a Father that's concerned, and a Father that just wants us to cast our cares on him because you care for us. We thank you that you are that kind of Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, your mercy in the Middle East. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we ask for your mercy. Your mercy. Your mercy upon our land. We love you, Jesus. We thank you that you are the soon and coming King. That you, your word is trustworthy. That you are trustworthy. That the eye of the Lord is on the righteous and your ear is attentive to our cry. We thank you for your peace. Lord, even now, I just thank you for your peace. Thank you, Jesus. We receive. Receive, God. Lord, we pray the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Father, we thank you for these tithes, these gifts, and these offerings. We offer it up to you as worship. Lord, we pray you'd bless the offering and you'd bless the givers for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand and sing the Gloria Patri together. Our Old Testament lesson is taken from Isaiah 43, verses 10 through 11.
You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior.
Amen. There's a mistake. I just noticed it. To God be the glory. We're only singing two verses of it. We're only doing two. I'm sorry. We'll do the third one next Sunday, okay? I'm sorry. We're doing two verses. It's not three. It's two verses of To God be the glory. Sorry to mess you up, Richard. I'm sorry. We'll do it again very soon. I am so thankful that Bevan could be here this morning. He had pointed out this morning that he had come here. He has to be, and he may talk more about this, but he has to come every 5 years back to the United States. IRS tells him he has to do that. And he came here the very beginning of that 6 months. And now he's at the end of his 6 months, and it's kind of a bookend for him. Kind of we're the first and the last, so that's an honor. And so I'm so thankful that Bevan could be here this morning, and I'm so thankful to meet Veronica and Sandra. And if you have questions or you'd like to talk more after the service is over to Bevan, if you could just go in the parlor, you're welcome to do that. And if you're not receiving his prayer list and you would like to receive that via email or mail, there's a notebook up here. Just come and either write your email address or your mailing address, and you want to receive that. And again, Bevan, I'm so thankful that you're here. Come on and give us the word of the Lord. You've got the mic, right? Did I move it? We'll use the other one then. I don't know what I did with it. Nope. You probably did. You probably did. Gordy did it.
Okay. Good morning. It's so good to be here with you this morning. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm always excited when I see in the springtime the dogwoods blooming and the flowers are beginning and the trees beginning to bloom, and it's exciting to see new life coming back in springtime. I wonder if you could for a moment think of the most faced with this struggle till the end of my 6 months in what was then Zaire, and now it's the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It was, the city was Kinshasa. And so I struggled with that, and I thought, God, how can you look upon this suffering with compassion and allow this to continue? How do you feel about this? Because it's really tearing me apart. The aroma, the odor of poverty is different from the aroma of wealth. Okay? You smell the aroma. It's not just visual. See this, and does he care? Those were my two big questions. And I really think that we wrestle with that here in America too. Does God see me, and does he care? If we don't wrestle with that when we're young, we will by the time we've lived a while. We've maybe have lost a child. We have there's going to be a funeral here today. Somebody lost a child. Death in the family from a tragic accident, and people are going to be asking, does God see that, and does he care? Maybe some of you have experienced hardship, tragedy of some kind, or pain. My daughter is in the other room right now crying because the pain is too severe in her leg to be in here with us. But I wanted to answer to that question. Yes, God sees. Still ringing in my own mind, my own ears, that I was asking. And I felt like God was saying in Luke chapter 4, he begins, I have come to proclaim good news to the poor. That's the opening sermon in his ministry. And I started thinking, wow, what would he have done in Africa? What would he have done? You know, I think I'm going to start reading the Gospels over again, and this time not for the message to America, but to these poor, the poorest of the poor in Africa. Now, there's poor in other parts of the world. There's poor right here in the United States. I'm not saying you have to go to Africa to find them, but I'm telling you, when you do, it will affect you. It will change you. I promise you that, unless you look the other way, harden your heart. And so, I was beginning to look at these as passages of Scripture with new eyes to see. Jesus, how did you minister to the poor? Because I needed to know that, your secret, when I was in Africa. And I began to see that Jesus, the entire gospel, is riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Are we, is that happening for us? Are we being, are we growing? Are we experiencing his power? So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Now, he wants you to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. Surpasses human knowledge, but something you can experience nonetheless. And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now that's salvation. You know, I have a lot of reasons for doing missions, but I think when it comes right down to it, it might be this as much as anything else. Yeah, I want to obey the Great Commission. I do want to glorify God and give to him the glory due his name. I do have love and compassion in my heart for the lost, the spiritually lost, and the physically suffering. But look what you get when you step out in faith and you obey and do things that put your life at risk and count all the things that this world has to offer as rubbish. Look what you get in exchange. You get a lot more. A lot more. Those views that have on the Blue Ridge Parkway in full bloom don't compare to what I see or experience when I take humanitarian aid into Ukraine, on the war zone, into bunkers and places where people are living in squalor, and minister to them in the name of Jesus. You know, you've got to decide what's important to you. But this is what's important to me. And I thank you for your prayers and your support for our ministry. We've been at this for many years. I started preaching when I was 15. And I've been in Slovakia for 28 years. And I'm just getting a good start. Thank you.
Jesus said, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. And besides preaching and teaching as one called by Jesus Christ, my greatest calling is to know Jesus and to pray. And as a church, that's what God's called us to do, is to pray. And when I look at the Bible, you're either going to go and be a missionary, or you're going to be one that sends. And I want us to be a church that's a good sender. God may be calling some of you. We need to yield and we need to say yes. But I'm thankful for Bevan and all he sacrificed and other men and women that I know. And as people that maybe aren't called, all of us are called to be senders and to pray and to give as God leads. So just thank you, Bevan. We're going to sing. It's one of my favorite songs. I learned it at a missions conference, Urbana 90. And we're going to sing this song. It's a beautiful, beautiful prayer. But as we sing this song, let's pray it and let's be obedient. If God's calling us to go, let's yield and say, Lord, I will go. You're never too old. You're never too old. And all of us, God is calling to give. So let's be an answer to the prayer and the song that we sing. Let's be an answer to this prayer. Let's stand and sing, Shine, Jesus, Shine. there's a brochure here. If you haven't given to Bevan and Laura and you'd like to know how, you can read this. You can get this up here on the table. A lot of you have given through the church, and that's fine and great. But just encourage you to keep, as Bevan was sharing, he's going to give a benediction in a minute. And I would like, and I know some of you have to go. I know some of you have to maybe do things to prepare for the meal later. But if God is calling you, after the service is over, we kind of, you know, shake hands and all of that. I would like us to just anoint Bevan and his family with oil. And Acts chapter 4, Peter and John going up to the temple, man begging, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. The Spirit of God is alive in each one of you. And I would just like us as a congregation, those that feel led, again, and if you can't, that's fine. I'd just like us to bless Bevan and Sandra and Veronica. I would like to anoint them with oil. But Bevan is going to give us our benediction.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.